Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. He died on the hill of my Calvary. He went to the grave, but checked out on the third day.
33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, on the overwhelmingly pleasant Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm pleasant. Isn't it nice?
Like some cotton candy.
Roberta Fasanelli, who's pleasant. And Jennifer Horn, who's pleasant. And here we are to discuss the pleasant issues of the day. Okay, so this I find amusing, much of anything else. More of you, because of the attention that's focused on all these people running for the presidency, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said on Sunday that things were going on that weren't going on. He made a mistake. He told a story about something that was fixed and it wasn't fixed. And so the news media has been all over him about the flooding. So his response to the criticism was, what do you want me to do? Go down there with a mop? Which I just kind of got a kick out of.
You know, the answer is yes. Yes, I would, actually.
Yeah, go ahead. Have a nice time. Yeah, make it a good trip. So anyway, that's that reality.
Did you hear?
What?
Speaking of, before we leave the political crazy sector, did you hear about New York City? They're going to stop enforcing the law against peeing on sidewalks because they think it's racist. Too many minorities are getting arrested.
Is that a true story?
This is true. God. It's the New York Times.
It's only New York. Only in New York. Good God.
Oh, my goodness.
So pee away if you're in New York City.
Oops, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to say that on the air. All right, yeah, pee away. Okay. Although we can say you're pissed off on the air, and that
literally.
It's still not polite.
It isn't polite. That's right. If nothing else, we are polite here.
How
on the Good Day
did
program.
You know? You know how much it would cost you if you're a first-time peer in New York, a first-time offender fine?
No, Jennifer. How much would it cost?
Not much. I mean, actually,
fine?
It's so low that it's actually maybe worth it. It's $25 to $250.
You got to go.
And look, there have been times where I've had to go so bad I would have given somebody $25.
I would have thought that they would want to have you pee on the snow to get rid of it, to help melt the snow.
Yeah, but then you get the yellow snow. It's gross.
Right. Okay. Anyway, you'll be happy to hear that the United States, according to a citizen research paper, Americans dislike the government more than ever before. Really? Why do you think the candidates... That's why Michael Bloomberg would win if he were to run. All right, I'm not talking about that anymore because Jennifer doesn't want to hear that. At any rate, the United States government, as long as we're there, says... there are 300,000 drones in the air on any given day.
That's creepy.
They have registered. Wow. These are the ones that are registered with the government. Never mind the ones that aren't registered. There are another 300,000, 400,000 that aren't registered that are just flying around in your backyard. Failure to register can carry a civil penalty of $27,000. And if your drone gets in the way of a helicopter or an airplane and causes a crash, 3 years in jail, $250,000 fine. All right? So I wouldn't have one of these things just because you'd be worried about where it would go or, you know, if you lose control of it. Look at these little remote control cars that the kids play with on the street. They lose control of those things all the time because the battery runs dead or whatever it is that's in the joystick that could screw up. These are cheap pieces of junk, and they're liable to do anything. They could go off in any direction. You're buying one of these things. You think it's fun. You're doing it at your own risk. And I think the risk is substantial. Man, take off from LAX, look out the window.
It's
I'd
freaky,
like to see
right?
One of those things flying beside the plane. No, thank you. I don't think so. But yet they can fly, 300-400 feet away from the source? I think you bought your father a drone. How does it work?
We don't know because he's been afraid to take it out of the package.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Am I around this weekend? No, I'm going to go to a seminar this weekend.
When you get back next
time
weekend,
I'm around.
Birthday celebration, we'll fly the drone in my backyard.
Your birthday is next week, right?
It
week
is,
after
yes.
Next? Is it? Okay.
Start your shopping, kids.
I'm going to be gone for 2 weekends. Then when I come back, the weekend after that, which is, what, the 8th or something?
My birthday is the 6th. The Super Bowl is the 7th, yeah.
Okay, well, I will not be here. I'll be on the East Coast for that. But the next weekend
thanks
when I come back.
Thanks for remembering.
No, but I'll be back the next weekend. So I want to go to your father's house, or maybe let's go to some parking lot someplace, or better yet, let's go to the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank.
See if we get arrested. We're so unknown in this town, we can't even get arrested with the drone at Bob Hope Airport.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, here's something of a more serious nature, it would seem to me. 14 cadets at the Citadel have been dismissed, suspended, or are serving punishment after they appeared in photos with pillowcases on their head, playing the role of a KKK member. This is an esteemed military college. What is the matter with you? They put on their white pants, white shirts, and pillowcases. These photos have been seen. As a matter of fact, now they're plastered all over social media. That's why the investigation started. That's why they got into trouble. And that's why they're facing these penalties. All I can tell you is that this kind of stuff, for people who have a brain, don't you have to have a certain score to get into the Citadel? SAT or ACT score, which would assume that you've got a brain between your ears, and to pull off a stunt like that, you got to be nuts or insensitive. I mean, whatever word applies, I think that word is overused these days. But my God, what would prompt you to go? I mean, I suppose if you were just in your room and you were playing, but even then, everybody's got a camera. People are taking pictures of this stuff.
You can't get away with
it. You can't get away with these things anymore, so don't do it.
And it's just stupid. I mean,
it
what's
is stupid.
The point?
Yeah. I don't know. What's the most outrageous thing you ever did as a kid? Look at these pictures now. Look ridiculous. Roberta, what's the most outrageous thing you ever did and you got into trouble for when you were a kid? Come on, fess up.
As a kid?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this age, college age.
College age?
Yeah.
I've never gotten arrested, and I rarely got into trouble.
Really?
I know.
Kid.
That is so boring. I'm going to give you the
right?
same answer.
No,
I've
really?
Gotten into a lot more trouble in my 20s than I ever did as a teenager. I was a really good kid. Like, I didn't want
to. I was just too smart to get into trouble.
Yeah, getting really? Into trouble would have been embarrassing for me.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I always kind of looked at every possibility and just kind of was prepared for it. So if trouble did come my way, I could kind of weasel my way out of it.
The benefits of being an only child, maybe. All right, so how many of you, speaking of the brain, here's something that's going to affect you. This is going to be a wowzer. Sounds like something that, who brought us that? Was that Greg Grunberg? Was he the wowzer? Something.
Wowzer.
He used to use that expression all the time. Anyway, the human brain, according to research that's just being published, can store 10 times as much material as previously thought. This
crazy.
Does not speak to the fact that we only use 10, 12, 14% of our brain to begin with, but the fact that the human brain has a capacity that is 10 times greater than used to be thought.
So how come I can't remember what I had for breakfast?
Well, I was going to say, one of our drawers must be busted
because
we don't know what
why?
The browser thing is.
Because you're not getting enough fish oil into your system, and you're not using Super Beats. And I say that very innocently. Because we advertise the Super Beats. That stuff gets the blood around to your brain. You think it makes... I'm going to go to Denver in a couple of weeks and have my brain tested like I did 5 years ago to see what the progress has been or not in whatever it was that was going on in my brain. And one of the things that has brought me around to deciding to do this is because I, from time to time, am forgetting names. Mostly it's names. And it's mostly last names. So I asked a couple of experts, and they said, are you kidding? Look at what goes on with most people who are 15, 20 years younger than you have a worse memory than you do. What are you worried about? Well, because I discovered 5 years ago that I might have a tendency to have either Alzheimer's or dementia, and I don't want to have it. Thank you very much. So I'm doing whatever I can, and I want to keep check on it so that my brain continues to have the abilities that it does right now. And so, but when you think about it, there's also research being done for people who have Alzheimer's and dementia to redirect, retrain your brain using this information, that we have all the space in there that doesn't get used. So if you dig deeper into your brain, it may be that you can save your brain, whereas now, mostly on the cortex of the brain, that's where these problems develop, because the blood doesn't get to the surface of the brain. And then, you know, there are all kinds of other lubricants. Oxygen is very important. A lot of people are using oxygen to take care of this problem. But the area where you store memories is so open now. It has, you can put this, your brain has what they call petabytes, P-E-T-A-B-Y-T-E. And there are 100 trillion petabytes in your
sounds
brain.
Like a snack
average
from
brain.
Nabisco.
Yeah, right.
Delicious petabytes.
No, for your dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
One of these petabytes can save 20 million images. So you can't imagine. This is like, how far is it to get to the next planet or the next galaxy or something? You can't even begin to imagine. And then when you put that together with how marvelous the body is and how it works, you have to then say thank you. Gratitude and a spirit of understanding that we are not the top of the heap. We are beings that have a finite life. We have strange abilities that are wonderful. But think of the complexity of our bodies. And the fact we have, 64,000 miles of tubing with all of the arteries and veins and capillaries and little things that feed every part of your body. It just is, it's astounding when you think about it. And to look at these numbers and not even be able to understand them, it puts me away. It really does. So I give that information to you. You can save it, do it. It makes for a good conversation. In a moment, the story of this is a wonderful story. It's just one of those stories that'll make you smile. So we'll have a smile, a really solid smile, in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Remote, free from Apple, allows you to sync and control iTunes and Apple TV from any iDevice over your home Wi-Fi network. Remote. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Harvard Business Review reports three college frisbee buddies from Notre Dame turned their used textbook resale website into a $21 million company with 200 employees. By partnering with more than 1,600 college campuses and 1,000 libraries, Better World Books has donated some $5.5 million to literacy and education causes now, along with diverting thousands of books from permanent landfills. This is now known as the triple bottom line, boosting people, planet, and profits all at the same time.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympian's long jump of 29 feet, 2.5 inches won him a gold medal in 1968, shattering the previous mark by 2 feet. His feat remains an Olympic record to this day.
Here he goes for his opening leap. Oh, it's an enormous one. My goodness me, it's an enormous one.
So where is Bob Beamon now? Bob's name became an adjective, Beamonesque, referring to spectacular feats of athleticism. Bob worked as an athletics administrator at both Chicago State and Florida Atlantic. Today, he's CEO of the Art of the Olympians Museum, which collects paintings and sculptures by Olympic athletes. And what does Bob think about athletes who want to break his Olympic record?
I really enjoyed sitting back with my light beer from Miller and watching them try.
Bob, still beaming after a few beers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your child aging you? Well, probably so. Here's the unfortunate biological science of it. Recently, a mom said to me that her children were making her older than her time, and a British study suggested she's quite right. The more children a woman bears, the more carefully related diseases, including risk of diabetes to hypertension to heart problems, and perhaps even more serious problems, must be clinically followed. In other words, having kids can take their toll in numerous ways, but there's a way to deal with it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Women, you must take all preventive steps to stay healthy. Raising a family is important work, and you want to stick around as long as possible to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Got a question? Write me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. All right, here's the story of Norwood Thomas. Jennifer lives in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
He's 93 years old. He's going to get a trip to Adelaide, Australia next month to reunite with a woman named Joyce Morris, who is 88 years old. This man and this woman knew each other during World War II, and they have not seen or spoken to each other until last week when they found each other and they got on Skype to talk to each other. Remember, he's 93 and she's 88. And they wanted to, they told each other they would love to see each other again in person. And so what has happened is that he was a paratrooper in World War II, the 101st Airborne Division, met her. Then they went their separate ways after they fell in love. The public has responded. 300 people have made donations to help the two of them get together again.
So cute.
$7,500 has been donated on a GoFundMe
account. Sure.
And let's see here. They're going to get together on Valentine's Day. Air New Zealand has made the arrangements to send him and his son on the plane free. They're going to fly Air New Zealand from the East Coast to New Zealand to meet, actually in Australia, to meet this lady. I thought that's the story of the day as far as I'm concerned. What a great reality. Good luck
to them. That's cool. Love
51 after on Good Day.